You're listening to WNYC. I'm Jamie Floyd. New York City's Department of Education is facing a potential lawsuit over a lead-poisoned child. That's according to legal documents obtained by WNYC. A notice of claim filed against the city last week is seeking $10 million on behalf of a toddler. Her mother says she was poisoned by lead paint in a 3K classroom in Brooklyn. The contamination was discovered after Mayor de Blasio's citywide testing and remediation program, which was prompted by a WNYC investigation that exposed widespread contamination in school buildings. Joining us now to talk about the lawsuit, WNYC's Christopher Worth. He broke the story exactly 1 year ago this month. Christopher, let's jump right in with the details of this case.
Jamie, it's quite an unusual, complicated story. So back in 2018, a mother named Cynthia Velasco says she enrolled her daughter at the Bushwick United Learning Center in Brooklyn. This is a place that's run by a community-based organization that provides universal pre-K programs under contract with the city. However, this school is under DOE jurisdiction. That's one of the ways Mayor de Blasio has, you know, been able to quickly expand access to 3K and pre-K in New York. But medical records show that over the course of the school year, this child repeatedly tested with high blood lead levels.
At what point, Christopher, she tested at more than four times what the city considers to be elevated, right?
Yeah. And what happens in cases like this is the city's health department conducts an investigation, you know, try to find the source, fix the problem. Lead can cause a number of health complications, including brain damage and reduced IQ. Now, in this case, that investigation ultimately led to a grandmother's apartment in Queens where lead paint was found as well. But it also led to this school where a health inspector discovered deteriorating lead paint and he marked it as a violation on his inspection report.
But the health department then reversed the violation, and the mother says she was never made aware of the problem. So what's the explanation there?
Well, according to a handwritten note made by a supervisor on this inspection report, it was because the health department hadn't realized this school facility is under DOE jurisdiction. And the city's longstanding policy is that the DOE conducts its own inspections in these buildings, not the health department. The health department does not have jurisdiction here or enforcement powers. So the violation was dropped.
But the Department of Education had a different story. What did they tell you?
Yeah, DOE's response was that this wasn't necessarily about who conducted this inspection, but rather because the health department was using the wrong safety standards. So, bit of background here. Last year, the city council passed a law that lowered the amount of lead that has to be found in old paint for it to officially be considered lead paint, quote unquote. So health inspectors, they use these handheld machines that kind of look like scanners at the grocery store. They can read the metallic content of old paint. But DOE says, as it interprets this new law, that stricter standard only applies to homes, not classrooms, although DOE says it did go ahead and abate this child's school out of an abundance of caution, as it says.
Now, you've spoken with city council members about this legal claim. What did they have to say?
This case has raised concerns within the city council, kind of no matter which explanation you want to use here. I spoke with council member Mark Traeger, chair of the education committee. In his view, what happened to this child, allegedly in her school, is a clear example of why DOE should not be inspecting itself.
The mayor has the power and the responsibility to immediately empower the health department to take greater ownership of these cases, because the school communities are just not equipped with health experts.
And then, you know, there's the fact that DOE doesn't believe this new stricter standard applies to schools. I've learned that council staff had an impromptu meeting yesterday to discuss this issue. I spoke with Councilmember Mark Levine. He said he was surprised by DOE's interpretation of the law. That's not what the council intended. And that he would support a legislative fix to force DOE to adopt this new standard.
Now, listeners may remember it was your reporting last June that ultimately led the DOE to find over 1,800 classrooms with lead paint hazards across the city. What was done after that to tighten the department's protocols then?
Yeah, well, a number of changes were made. One, DOE is now required to conduct lead paint inspections 3 times a year. It's also required to make those results public. But what's interesting, Jamie, is the school where this child was allegedly poisoned isn't in any data DOE has released so far, even though, again, it is under DOE's jurisdiction. In fact, the day that health inspector went into that school and found these lead paint hazards was the day after classes started last fall. And that was just as the school's chancellor, Richard Carranza, was telling parents that all of the city's classrooms had been successfully remediated. Clearly, that wasn't true. In this particular case, in this organization, Bushwick United, it's operating 4 other pre-K programs in older buildings that also weren't showing up in the data. I reached out to Bushwick United. They didn't respond to my request for comment.
Christopher, thank you so much for your reporting.
Thanks, Jamie.
And for more on this story, go to gothamist.com.